I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An unsettling coronavirus update emerges from Iran. More on that in a moment. And later, a children's ministry offers critical resources to camp leaders. We'll tell you more about that story in about 3 minutes. We'll begin today in Iran, where health officials estimate that one person dies of COVID-19 every 10 minutes. Mike Ansari of Heart for Iran says,
well, the situation in Iran is very, very dire, and we really do not have an understanding of the full scope of the transmission of this disease and the number of deaths, because traditionally, historically, Iranian government usually does not announce the exact numbers.
Many Iranians don't understand the full scope of the danger, and many in the Shiite clergy are trying to keep shrines open where people gather in crowds. The government wants to clean and sanitize these places, but Ansari says,
the clergy are saying, no, these are the places that are clean. People are going to go there and get healed. And therefore, you see a tug of war between governmental entities in Iran, health ministry and others, versus the clergy that are saying no. And people are caught in the middle. It seems that the message that people need to exercise social distancing has not really settled in Iran. On the other hand, you also have the clerics asking individuals to open the shrines so people could go there.
By contrast, Christians are canceling their gatherings and handing out hand sanitizer to their fellow citizens.
What we are doing from outside is we have produced programming on Mohabbat TV, and you're airing it into the country of Iran, talking about coronavirus, talking about how to have hope, how to bring light into uncertainty and faith in volatility of the situation.
Meanwhile, coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to skyrocket, and the stock market remains volatile. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says fear has gone viral, too.
There was an earthquake a few days ago in Utah, and like any earthquake, the damage was localized. In this case, we got a corona quake going on, and it's shaking scores of nations and lives everywhere.
Fear, like the coronavirus, is no respecter of person or status, yet believers have the antidote.
There is a wonderful statement in Scripture that I came across just a couple of days ago from Psalm 29:11. Somebody needs this today. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. A flood is what this feels like. Every hour, there's a flood of new information, new dangers. But the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord gives strength to his people, and the Lord blesses his people with peace.
Don't forget, courage is contagious. Read the full report at our website to learn how you can spread gospel hope.
People are starved for hope. They're starved for something they can hang on to, because every life anchor right now seems to be shaking. What a time for what you have to offer.
And some of the best childhood memories are made at camp. Christian camp directors are passionate about fostering a fun experience for children and teens that ultimately points them to Jesus. But what about after the cabins are closed and the campers go home? For the rest of the year, Keys for Kids Ministries created a unique resource called Keys for Camps. It has Keys for Kids devotionals and features a letter and ads from the camp distributor. To camp directors, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
here's a way for you to follow up with kids who are on a mountaintop experience as they leave camp, giving them materials to help them be reminded to be in the Word all year long.
Keys for Camps has really taken off.
We started off as a 5-camp pilot program, and it has grown exponentially over the last 3 years. Last year, we had almost 100 camps that had signed up, but that's not the amazing number. The amazing number is that 30,000 kids were signed up last summer.
Learn more about Keys for Camps at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. Plus,
my challenge to parents and grandparents that may be listening right now is to propose Keys for Camps to any camp that you have a relationship with. It's a program that really has seen not only kids come to know Jesus, but disciple them along the way.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.